Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
Hi, Sonia.
Yes, this is Sonia.
Hi.
Who's this?
You're calling Monica.
Oh, hi, Monica.
Hi.
I'm calling the right person.
Yes, I'm so sorry I couldn't call you sooner. I've been so
busy.
But
no, I just want to make sure if you're receiving my documents or not.
Yes, I checked it. I got your I got your application.
Right.
So I have everything. The only thing I'm waiting for is the background check results. I just checked the status.
Right. I just did it. Yes. Did you get my TB test, the first one?
Did you send it in with any of the documents? Let me check your application.
My daughter sent it in already. It's called the TB test. You should have received it. And my daughter said they were asking for a second one, so I went to do a second one today.
She sent it to me via email, or did she send it via text?
I think she texted or sent it by email. Can you look both? I have the text
so
right here.
Her number or for your number?
It's her number, Bobby, 201. Can you just check both, 201, because my phone wasn't somehow the... Everything kept on rejecting in my phone. I was having a hard time, you know, doing the application and all that.
What is her number?
Her number is 201-877-6708. Just try her number. Just want to make sure you're getting all of the. I'm sending the documents to the right place.
I don't see anything that she sent me through her texting line, her phone.
You want to try my phone? 484.
Yeah, phone number. Hold on.
I just want to stop working, you know? I thought I was going to start tonight.
No, on your number, all I have is your IDs that you sent me. But not your TV.
She's upstairs. I can ask her, you know? Because I know she did send it out, and I think somebody, I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I want to make sure that the right person is receiving my information.
Of course. Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have anything via email.
Let me ask her, because she did send it out. And I'm going to ask her because just want to make sure. She's upstairs, so I'm gonna ask her. Because I know she did say she sent the TV test out, and then they said, well, let's see if this works. Maybe you don't need a second one or whatever, you know. So anyway, I took the second TV test anyway. Did it today, just in case, because they did tell her that I needed another TV test.
Okay.
So I went today and I took it. I won't get the result until Monday.
Okay.
They have to read my hand. Hold on. I'm going to put my daughter on the phone. Did you receive my test, my W-2 forms and all that? Otherwise, the best thing for me is just go in person.
Right. I mean, no, I got all the forms. The only thing I'm waiting for is just your TB and then your background check results. That's it.
Okay, my back loan. Okay, I don't have money to pay for my back loan, you know, those tests. Are you guys going to pay for it?
We submitted it already. I'm waiting for an
honest. All right, because I told her in the beginning, I'm honest with you, and I don't have nothing to hide. The only thing you're going to find is my father died last year of cancer, and I took care of him until the end. You know, sometimes things... It's hard to accept, you know? And the only thing you're going to find on me is a DUI. And I'm being honest with you. And I'm restoring, and I'm starting all over again, trying to restore my life. I made a mistake. I couldn't accept, you know, his death. But I accepted it now. So that I'm starting to restore my license. I got to go through classes and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest with you, I'll let you know right now, that's the only thing you're going to find in my background is a DUI. I've never hurt anybody, never killed anybody, never stolen anything. You're not going to find that in my background. You're just going to find that. I don't know. Just be honest with you. You know, my father died. I couldn't accept it, you know.
Right. No, I understand.
Okay. So that's all you're going to find, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So I took my TB test. I did it today. So they can't read my hand until Monday. I'm sure everything is going to be okay. But they still have to, you know, I have to wait till Monday till they can give me the paperwork that I can send to you. I just want to start working right away, you know. I just don't want to, I mean, the night shift job, I don't want to lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. I mean, I do think that you have to do like a meet and greet with a client, but they're waiting for your background check results first to come back.
And so how long is that going to take, the background check?
It depends. Like, we don't have any control over that. It just,
right.
We have to check the system. I checked already multiple times today, but it has not arrived. So I'm assuming maybe by Monday or Tuesday, hopefully the latest.
Yeah, hopefully by Monday. Yeah. That's like the only thing you're going to find is probably the DUI. I don't know if they call that a felony. I don't know what they call that. Like I said, you know, I made a mistake, and that's all you're going to say. Anyway, it's fine. But I thought my father had cancer, and I had to go through a long time with him going through the process and, you know, taking care of him. And you know, it was hard for me. It wasn't easy.
Right.
You know, somebody with cancer is hard.
Of course, I understand. What I'm going to do is I do need to go because the office is closed. I'm going to reach out to you on Monday, get your results read. Do you know what time you have to go get your results read?
They told me to go back at 9 in the morning, and I'm like 5 minutes away from them. So I said, fine, I'll go at 9 in the morning.
So I'll be here. So
they're going to beat my hand.
I'll reach out to you on Monday then, okay?
All right. So hopefully we can get everything straightened up. That's all you need. Like, you have everything you need, my Social Security.
Yeah.
My ID, it's a W-2 form filled out correctly because I don't have any independence, but I didn't know what to put. I could put 0 or can I put 1?
0 was perfect. If you don't have any independence, 0. Everything would be 0.
0, right, because I don't, but I do take care of myself. So can I put 1 so they could take less tax? I don't want to, you know, mess up with the taxes people, you know? So I didn't know if I should put 0 or my daughter or put 1 because I do take care of myself. So which is best for me?
With the dependents, it's like, for example, if you're taking care.
No, my kids are big already. They are on their own.
It would be 0, and then you would.
It will be 0. Okay.
Like single, married, or head of household.
Okay. Yeah. No, we joined. I'm still married, and it's. We have joint account, you know?
Okay.
Not joint account, but he files the taxes together. He's the one that does the taxes, not me. But I don't have any independence because my kids are already all grown. So I just put 0. I don't want to get in trouble, so I just put 0, right?
Yes, that's perfect.
Somebody told me to put 1. That way they take less taxes. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. I mean, if they do, and then you have to, like, if you have to pay them at the end, you know, sometimes that does happen.
No. So the best thing is just put 0, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they take what they need.
That's what I told my daughter. Just put 0.
And you get that reimbursement back.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So all you need is my TB test in the background, right?
Yes. Correct.
You have everything else? I know I haven't finished the test yet, right?
No, everything else I have, it's already in the system. So just your TV.
Oh, and did I finish the test? I don't know if it went through or not.
I have all the forms, Sonia. All the forms you completed.
All right, everything is okay. I just need those two things. Okay.
Yeah.
I have another client. I have another person that wants to apply with you. If you can send me the, I don't know if she's going to apply or not, but if you can send me your email so she can do the application online, I can give it to her. Would that be okay?
Can you text me the name of the person and their phone number, and I can just text them?
It's my daughter. My daughter.
Okay, so then I'll.
And I believe they do have her name already. Her name is Jasmine Shazabi. They do have her name.
Okay, so then I'll text her the requirements. I have her number. Okay.
Okay, it's 201-877-6708. See if she wants to apply. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Sonia.
All right, so then I'll get in touch with you guys on Monday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a nice weekend. Be safe. It's going to snow, so be safe, okay?
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.